This is J.P. Shadrick with the Jaguars Report, presented by Ticket Exchange. Some changes on the Jags' offensive line. Hear from new starting center Luke Bowenko after this.
It only takes a drop of water to cause someone to slip and fall, but it takes a lot more to prove that your injuries were the result of negligence. The store said the floor was dry. Our investigators learned that on the day of the accident, it had been raining.
So the next time it rained, we went back. And guess what? Rainwater was dripping from the ceiling exactly where our client was injured. When you're in for the fight of your life, investigators with 30 years of experience is a good thing. Farrah and Farrah, Jacksonville.
Jaguars fans, want to show your support of the team every time you hit the road? Support youth and local athletics along with local sports tourism by purchasing a Jag Tag. Proceeds from each purchase benefits local charities, and the Jag Tag has generated over $500,000 for these charities since 1995. For more information or to purchase a tag, visit flasportstag.com or visit your local tag office or tag agent today. The Jaguars are looking ahead to Sunday's game against the Indianapolis Colts, and there's a lot of pressure on the Jaguars' offensive line. It's a group that gave up 10 sacks and led a run game of only 25 yards a week ago. On Wednesday, the team announced that Sam Young will start at right tackle this week, and rookie sixth-round pick Luke Bowenko will start at center. Bowenko said there's a different emphasis this week in practice.
This week our big thing is finishing, and we're going to really focus on finishing in practice and, you know, finishing every rep and drill work and in teamwork. And we're going to encourage it of each other, and we're going to hold each other accountable when it doesn't happen. So that extra inch can make the difference between, you know, Toby getting a 2-yard gain and a 20-yard gain. That's how we're going to start it. So it starts day one, and today's day one.
The Jaguars are back in the practice field today in preparation for Sunday's home opener against the Colts. For more Jaguars coverage, visit Jaguars.com. With the Jaguars Report, I'm J.P. Shadrick.